Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Maris Deepers from the Salvos.
Do you ever find yourself having the urge to nap in the afternoon? I know I do. I know a lot of people that do. Research in the British Psychological Society actually shows that there are a lot of benefits of doing so. People who stay awake throughout the day are progressively more sensitive to negative emotions that they experience, while those who napped, those who had a little siesta, were not only less sensitive to negative emotions, they were also more responsive to positive ones. So how do they study this? They took two groups of people and they made them perform a facial recognition task, which basically is a lot of pictures of faces and emotions on a computer screen, and people have to recognise and respond to the type of emotion that's being displayed. They took the test twice, once at 12 o'clock and once at 5 o'clock in the evening. One group got to have a nap in the afternoon, the other didn't. What were the results? The group that stayed awake the whole time had a much heightened sensitivity to fearful and angry emotional facial expressions, while the sleep group not only had less sensitive to, were less sensitive to these fearful expressions, but they were much more sensitive to happy ones. And in addition, it was also found that the nap in the afternoon had a really big effect on the mood states that both groups discussed as well. The nap group had a much more positive mood and a decrease in negative mood states, while the group that stayed awake had a much, much more negative mood state. And this was influencing what they saw and what they felt. So keep in mind how you feel in the afternoons. If you're a little bit tired, if you haven't had a chance to have a nap, if you have had a chance to nap. Have a think about that when it comes to the people that you interact with. If you haven't had a nap, the research says you're probably going to be a little bit more prone to be in stressful situations and to be more cued to see negative emotional states on others and internalise those. So keep that in mind when you're interacting with people. I love this part of the research because it actually suggests that we can give ourselves a 90-minute nap every afternoon. I think we all enjoy that. Happy nap time.